Man, that boy Teddy Rozier was sitting at that conference after the playoff game, man. Had that cheetah skin wrapped around his neck. Boy, I tell you, boy, it was fly. 20 points, 9 assists. You know, he seems like a guy that's embracing the moment, looking at the moment. That's what he wanted. Like, you can see it in him. But I want to see when it gets rough. You know what I mean? If he's that same type of killer. Even after the post-game interviews and how I seen his persona and everything. Like, great guy. But I know in this league, man, it's the ups and downs in that battle, man. It's the ups and downs when you lose and you get. Just watch his persona and how he is. I think he'll carry himself great. I think he'll be somebody in the league that you can't deny a max deal to. And you pray and hope Celtics hold on to him for many years to come. Like, just looking at the squad and how they doing, I'm like, damn. Looking at them like, when G. Hay get back and, you know, Kyrie, you know, number one, mofo himself get back, man, to see what he gonna do and how he gonna do. Looking at these guys and see how much of a major role he'll play. Because I think 9 times out of 10, when you see a guy like that of Teddy Rozier caliber, like when you know, when young King Kai come back, like, man, is it, how is he gonna play? That's my thing. How is he gonna play? You know what I mean? Is he willing to accept that role of where we know, well, what I see now, especially in the playoffs, but I look at it like he could be a good starting guard. Superstar, yet to be seen, but up and coming star, of course. But just to see how he can play the role, especially with these guys coming back, and if he could be a part of that, even to keep that glue together, I think him being in the East, if he doesn't, you know what I mean, if he can weather the storm and stay with that, even when Kyrie come back and G.A. come back, like, if he can stay a part of that, I think they'll do some great things coming out of the East eventually, you know what I mean, until, of course, the King himself resigned. LeBron, that's about, and that's up for debate with me. I think the man, even if, like, he's in the star role right now, he got a good another 5-7 years in the star role, to be honest with you. And if he want to take another 5 after that, you know what I'm saying, just kind of being a role player, I think he'll fit in even greater as a role player. I know he's a dominant guy, but to facilitate and see other guys even coming off the bench as he get older, and I'm talking about deep old, you know what I mean? It's amazing, man, to see these guys do this. I'll see y'all soon, though.